CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
Leave. On CBS Radio's The Sky. The Sky.
Welcome back to Fire It Up with CJ on CBS Sky Radio. We're here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I want to welcome you to join CJ on her Facebook. It's Fire It Up with CJ. Or if you want to get shows like this, you can go to fireitupwithcj.com to get information on past shows, the show that's on right now, or any upcoming events CJ has. And I'm going to go right back to CJ and our guest today, Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. We are talking to Dr. Joe's book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. And, okay, here's my one question, Dr. Joe, that was kind of bugging me the whole time. So I need to have your help in clarifying. So when I read this book, I thought, oh, is this another book on manifestation? Was that your intention? Do you see the connection? Was it intended to be related to manifestation, or do you even think that way?
Well, I think people meet truth on their own level, and again, a lot of people in the West want to manifest the life that they want. And, you know, there's this delicate balance. Now, I'm speaking from my present state of ignorance, but there's a definite balance between intention and surrender. And intention is kind of getting clear on what we want, and because of the size of the frontal lobe, we can begin to pay attention to a future, and where we place our attention is where we place our energy. So the more intention we have, the more we have a design or a clear picture of where we're going to go. That's the roadmap. Mm-hmm. But then when we move into this state where we are creating, there has to be an element where we have to let go and leave it up to a greater mind. Mm-hmm. And so we have to surrender to a greater mind or surrender to an outcome. And this is something that's taken me years to be able to practice, because I think when you're living by the hormones of stress and we've been conditioned to compete and get ahead and be cunning and manipulative and smart and anticipating an outcome, all of that is causing the brain and body to move out of balance. And when we're in that state, we tend to try to force the outcome. We tend to try to control the outcome. We kind of push our way to the front to get what we want, and that kind of survival mechanism is really causing us to function more as a particle, more as matter and less as energy. So we're bumping into matter and we're using matter to try to change matter. But when we really get into a creative state and our heart starts to open up and we really feel inspired by possibility, this magical thing happens, and that is that you would never try to force the outcome. You actually surrender to the outcome. You trust in the unseen, and you would never analyze how it's going to happen or where it's going to happen, because the moment you do that, you return back to the old self. So we have to lay down the very thing we used our whole life to get what we want for something greater to happen. And that process of surrender and that process of trusting is not something that you can do overnight. And if you knew then you were creating a future, and whether that future was a manifested destiny or that was just a greater sense of balance and wholeness, if you got up every morning as if your prayers were already answered, not that you pray that your prayers are answered, but you get up as if they already are, and you're in that state of gratitude, in that state of joy, then you have a greater probability to expect the unexpected instead of expecting what's predictable and being protecting yourself for the worst-case scenario in your life. So I think that manifestation is, I think we're divine creators, and I think that creation is what we do. And when we start getting clear on what we want and we marry it with an elevated emotion, we're not going to function in the same limited way, because we're now more energy and less matter, and we feel connected to something greater. And that feeling of connectedness is what I call the natural state of being. That's worth the effort to change yourself.
Okay, so what you're saying is that, and this is always my beef with the manifestation stuff, it's like, let's say that I'm a 75-year-old woman and I want to manifest a natural birth. You know, and I'm waking up and imagining as if it's going to happen. And maybe it will, no dig against 75-year-old women who want to do this. But, you know, I think, well, really, is that going to happen? So I could actually be waking up every day wanting this to happen, feeling it, embodying all of this, and expecting it to happen. But it probably won't, I think. I mean, I guess what I'm hearing you say is that you're just increasing the likelihood of it happening. It doesn't necessarily mean it will happen. I mean, some unexpected outcome, like, you know, some unexpected thing that you surrender to may happen where, you know, your granddaughter has a baby and she wants you to take care of it, you know. Maybe something like that. It may not come out the exact way that you're expecting.
I want to respond to that because I'm a pragmatist and I'm a very practical guy. And the 75-year-old woman who wants to manifest a baby on her own, you don't jump to that level of competence without going through a series of incremental steps to increase your level of acceptance and increase your ability to be able to have more authority and more control over your body. But the first step is not manifesting a birth at 75 years old. The first thing that would have to happen is to stop the aging process. And before that, you'd have to learn how to signal new genes in new ways. And before that, you better look at the emotions that you're living by that's keeping the body stuck in the past. And before that, you better pay attention to the thoughts that you've been thinking. So there are steps that have to happen in this process, and I think that a lot of us overstep some of those methodical incremental changes that we have to make. Theoretically, it's absolutely possible, but the person who wants to embrace that experience has to go through a series of wins. In other words, you can't heal anybody until you heal yourself, and you have to build a model where if you heal yourself of one condition, we see this in our workshops, we see people heal others of the same condition because their level of acceptance goes up. So it's a process, and you can't think, oh, because in the quantum field there's infinite possibilities, so I'm going to go to the moon. Well, you better make sure you take care of the pain in your back before you go to the moon, because you're not going to you're not going to get there until you overcome your body. So I think that there's a reality of incremental steps, and when students begin to embrace the changes incrementally and they build a little bit more acceptance and they have a little bit more belief and they can surrender it without analysis and they're studying the work and they're doing it, it makes more sense for them theoretically to get to that point. But they have to go through the steps.
Mm-hmm. So part of it is, let's say that I want to become a speaker just like you. Well, you know, there's a whole bunch of different steps that come before that happens. And so it's, you know, breaking down methodically, how do I actually get to that step? I don't just sit there and try to envision it every day and expect it to happen.
Well, here's my truth about that, CJ. Well, there's a lot of people that do their meditations or they create their dream boards or whatever they do to change their state of being. And then they don't make the choices towards that destiny. And if you're creating a future and you're not making the choice towards your destiny, then you don't believe in the future. Because the person who believes in that future will be taking those choices.
Yep, fair enough. That's totally good point. Good point, good point. You got me.
I didn't mean to get you.
No. That's a good point. All right. So thank you, Dr. Joe Dispenza, author of Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. Thank you so much for being here. What a great interview, and what a nice person you are. Great, great interview. Great information.
Thank you so much, CJ.
Okay, folks, next week we're going to be talking to Professor Ken Worthy about his book, Invisible Divide, and how we can heal the destructive divide between people and the environment. Have a great week, everyone.